Hey, I wanted to ask about where you feel like the team's preparedness is. You guys have gone through a couple weeks. You know, last week you had to do the, you know, kind of the platoon thing, being a little bit different as far as practice went. What do you feel like this team's readiness is right now to be ready to play a game on Saturday?
Yeah, obviously practice wise, as far as just getting the scheme down of the play call sheet, whatever we're doing this week, not quite there, but last week we stayed on top of, everything physically that has to go on in a game. And we hit the weight room hard. We made sure we were staying on top of timing and routes versus air and all that kind of stuff. So I think by Saturday we'll be 100% ready to go.
Zach, you guys did so many great things against Navy, but it's going to be almost 3 weeks between games. Is there a way to carry that over, or have you been able to maintain that level throughout practice, or do you feel like you're almost like starting over, like it's a whole new training camp going into week one?
Yeah, I feel like those last 3 weeks went by pretty quick. I think we had 1 week of practice. Last week was the first week we had that was really just off. And, it was really only off from practice. We still had our groups where we were able to go throw. And, personally for me, I feel like I got exactly what I get in practice done anyways, except for the live reps of going against the defense. So once we get that in this week, I think the guys are going to be ready to go. I wouldn't say it feels quite like a training camp again, but we did a little bit of training as far as in the weight room training camp to be ready.
Okay, let's go Shep and then J. Drew.
Zach, two questions about their defense. First and foremost, what do you know so far in looking at the film about their defense? And then on top of that, their defense over the last couple of years, it's been one of the best in the country at forcing turnovers. As the quarterback, how aware are you in a game when you face a team that they have that history of being a team that forces turnovers?
Yeah, you got to be aware that that's how, they try and win the game is by causing you to do things that you shouldn't be doing in the as part of the offensive scheme. I think we just have to understand what they're giving us on defense. I think that's one of the hardest things is, it might look like a too high shell and then they roll to one, or there's not really a post safety, but he looks like he's supposed to be playing post safety. So they try and do some things to mix you up and try and disguise where guys are at on the field, and so you just kind of got to be aware of where everyone's at.
You have two questions.
Go ahead, Jay.
Hey, Zach, if a position group gets COVID or gets the contact tracing, it could wipe out the whole group. At quarterback, that could be a major problem, obviously. Have they done any special considerations for you or for other quarterbacks to keep you kind of safe from this thing, as if at all possible?
Yeah, we're just talking about it in the film room. We all got to have our masks on, stay as far away as we can from each other in the film room. And outside of that, at practice, we got to wear our masks. We got to, stay away from each other in the weight room. The biggest thing is the contract tracing goes back to, I would say who you're living with is one of the biggest issues we've had. And, I personally got to, find a spot for myself to live on my own. That's not really anything the coaches can do. I know they want to urge that, but that's something that we have to do. And so, if we really want to play this season without any issues, I probably got to go find somewhere else to live so that if any of my roommates get it, I'm not stuck and I'm out.
So you're going to do that, or you've done that?
Yeah, that's the plan. So I'm technically exempt right now because I already had it back, whatever. So I'm in my 90 days still. So I'm exempt until the La Tech game.
Okay, let's go Norma and then Jared Lloyd.
During the Navy game, you guys were impressive on all three phases of the ball, but most dominant on offense. Do you feel that offense, given the amount of break that you guys have had, will still be able to provide the same type of performance? And is that something we can expect to see throughout the rest of the season as well?
Yeah, for sure. We have some veteran guys. I think even taking 3 weeks off of not having live reps is not going to matter for this team. I think everyone's just ready to go, and guys are handling their business. And, we're going to come out ready to play on Saturday. Honestly, I'm not too worried about it at all around and through all three phases of the team. And I'm just excited for these guys to go out and play because I honestly think this is one of the best offenses we've had in a while.
Zach, I asked Kalani about this, but I want to get your opinion as a student athlete. You guys are dealing with the football side, the social side. What's the academic side been like? I know a lot of guys are taking just online classes, but that can be tough as far as what you're gaining, you know, as far as that. So what's the academic side been like for these last, you know, these first few weeks of classes this fall?
Yeah, it's been different. It's harder to learn for me. You know, I would say online classes are harder. I'm in all online classes right now. One, to try and avoid being around people again on campus, and two, just time management. You know, in the morning you're able to, you know, kind of structure your day to have a little more time for football or whatever it is and get your schoolwork done. You know, but academically it is harder to get some of your stuff done to learn and what's going on in your classes. You know, so it is a weird time, but we all kind of just have to sacrifice and adjust if we want to, you know, play football and have a good year.
So these Zoom meetings are things you're pretty accustomed to now.
Yeah. They're starting to get very, very normal.
Okay, let's go. Sean Walker and then Mitch Harper.
Yeah, Zach, I won't ask you to go deep dive with us on Troy and their defense and game planning and stuff, because that's obviously not fair. It's Monday and whatnot. But the Sun Belt teams have this reputation, Sun Belt, Fun Belt, of being just fun and exciting and pulling off big upsets. Have you guys kind of talked about that with Troy, about just how motivated they are coming in, how they, a lot of these teams, I mean, Troy's no exception, they've been able to come into Power Five programs and beat them and that kind of thing. So you kind of have to be almost on edge, I guess, for an upset alert. Does that make sense?
Yeah, you know, we're still going to approach the game like normal. I saw it on TV the other day when I was watching the Middle Tennessee-Troy game, and I heard the announcers talk about how they had a big win at Nebraska and LSU a couple years back. And, you know, I think a lot of that, you know, respect to Troy, obviously, but a lot of that comes with lack of LSU and Nebraska coming out ready to play. And I think that's for us. We just got to be ready to play. We got to come out and play every single week. Like, we're playing the, you know, the best team in the country, and we're playing, you know, the best football we can possibly play. So I think that's the message all around this week, is guys just got to be ready to play.
Zach, as you just mentioned earlier that you already had COVID-19 in the summer, what was your experience like? Were you asymptomatic? What kind of perspective did that give you going through the being positive for the virus?
Yeah, you know, it's hard. I think I got it from me and some of my buddies having a little, you know, neighborhood. We had a bunch of the football guys over, and we were just having a little gambling night, you know, having some fun. And, you know, somehow a bunch of us got it. You know, honestly, for me and the other guys that had it, it was just like a cold, you know, minor symptoms, and, you know, just tired, fatigued, all that kind of stuff. You know, so for us, it was nothing crazy. You know, it was 4 days and we were ready to go again. So it was not bad.
All right. Last question, Norma.
Continuing off of that, you mentioned that you were just sick for about 4 days and those minor symptoms, but are you at all concerned about any long lasting effects that we still don't know are possible with COVID?
You know, personally for me, you know, I'm kind of like, you know, what Kirk Cousins said a little bit. I know he got harped on for it, but you know, I would rather play football than ever worry about it, any of that kind of stuff. You know, I wear a mask to respect those around me. You know, because, you know, a teacher at Corner Canyon that, you know, that I loved while I was there is in ICU right now, struggling with COVID. So I know it affects everyone differently. But for me, and I know a lot of other guys on the team feel the same way, you know, honestly, we would rather just play football than ever worry about this.